to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium-density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 6 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 1.2873 acres, more or less, lying east of Route 1, 900 feet north of Dune Road within Tower Shores. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 9th of 2006. On April 13th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would, that the site is a very environmentally sensitive site with scattered small wetlands, that it is located adjacent to Indian Harbor Villas. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1639 for Bethany. Excuse me, I think I've seen anything Bob does. For Bethany Court LLC, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance and that it promotes the orderly growth of the county because the proposed project is in a development district as established by the 2002 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update. Two, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for the site because residential development of this type is appropriate in areas where central water and sewer are available. In this case, there will be central sewer provided by Sussex County and water provided by Sussex Shores Water Company.
Marks?
Company. No. Three, the property is in an area that is developed with other residential properties, including single-family developments and multifamily developments. Four, Delta has advised that the project will have no significant impact on traffic. Five, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 5. Two, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT determinations. Three, the development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District, and the applicant shall pay for any upgrades required for service to the project. Four, the project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Five, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Six, the only access to the beach shall be one crossover boardwalk or walkway as may be permitted by DENREC. Seven, a walkway shall be installed to connect the project to the State Park beach access to 3R's Road. Eight, the interior street design for this development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Nine, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 10, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10, a construction fence shall be erected so as to be high enough to act as a sufficient shield against blown or discarded construction materials and debris from impacting the state park and neighboring properties. 12, notices to be given as to hunting activities are permitted and ongoing on nearby state park lands. 13, site plan review for this project shall be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, John.
Should we add address and words?
Just.
Yeah, we can.
I know it happened.
Is that going to be automatic, Bob, the addressing at this point?
Isn't it?
Yeah. It should be.
Yes.
I mean, we should always add that on there.
But okay.
It's required anyway.
Okay, because it should be a...
Addressing and subdivision naming also has been a big problem.
Yeah, it has.
All right, go ahead and read it.
The notice regarding hunting on adjoining state park land, does that refer to notice given to prospective buyers?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And that's typically it would be something in a deed restriction or a condominium document, because this would be a condominium.
Should we say that notice to buyers should be included in those documents as part
of it? That's what it should be. That what I had right is what was stated.
So we would
that should be notice that shall be included
shall be included in restrictive covenants and or condominium documents.
Right.
Mr. Lank, what was the, any reasoning why the number one, they moved it back to five instead of what they asked for was six?
That was based on the present, concerns about the ordinance, scattered parcels, I believe, Mr. Dukes. It's been a while back.
Because Mr. Izzo said last week there was no, you know, one more EDU would not be a problem there because they've saved, what, 2,200?
Yeah, I could go back into the correspondence from.
I think the commission voted on this before the scattered parcel thing came.
No, it wasn't, but that was one, it was related to that somehow. I don't know if it came from the comments from engineering or not.
Lawrence, the other reason, I believe, if my recollection is, it's an MR district, right?
Yes, it is.
And if you compute out the density in an MR district, it's actually five or less. So they gave it five, I think, is the reason.
Yeah, it could be, like you said, that was back in March. I just didn't.
It didn't have anything to do with the scattered parcels at that point.
No, I'm just saying that was a reference because it would have come from engineering.
Right.
It equates out to 4.57. That's still very low density compared to the other subdivisions, Indian River Harbor Villas, which is 15.7, 12.1, 5.9, 12. You know, so unless there's a particular reason, now that that scattered parcels ordinance was passed last week,
Some of those parcels are zoned commercial, specifically a Cross Route 1. The Board of Adjustment is granted. Multiple special or variances for lot size variances due to duplexes being constructed after council approved conditional uses.
Entire short. What was that density when it was like 2 on a 6,000?
Yeah, they were putting 2 on 6,000, so it's just above 12 actually.
So
30 would be 3630 would be same as having 12, and they were like. Two units on 6,000 square foot, so that's about 3,000.
I don't have a problem with the 6-unit break. I mean, when you consider this area and how much land is tied up by the state, it's not as if one additional unit that's being requested
what
is going to
overwhelm.
Six.
It's not 6 to the acre, it'd be 4.57,
right.
But moving it back to 6.
It's not as if it's going to overwhelm the area's infrastructure or traffic or anything.
No, just the gentleman just sends a message.
It doesn't.
It does too. If you've ever been down there, Mr. Phillips, you would see that sits plopped right out there, surrounded by state park.
It's in my,
And it is a very fragile area, and there's a huge wetlands there. And it is to put additional density in there over and above what the zoning category allows, which is MR, is not. Acting responsible.
The wetlands.
We don't expect you to act responsible.
The wetlands are being governed by DENREC. If there are wetlands,
it's a state park. It is a treasure of the residents of this county, of this state, to try to protect our state parks.
And
I
know
you're.
Mr. President, we've got a consensus of two.
It's not just sewer boys. It's not just sewer.
Somebody needs to make a motion.
Let's take a motion here.
Make a motion. I'll make a motion and we adopt the ordinance as set forth by planning and zoning's conditions.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, to accept that as planning and zoning is set forth. Is there questions on the motion or a second for the motion? Calling for a second on the motion. Second, last time, dies for lack of a second. Entertain another motion.
I'll
make a motion we approve. CU 1639, I believe, is the number. With the reasons and conditions, but amending number one to make that 6 units as requested by the applicant. Motion, Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use number 1639.
And we also amended that other condition on
number 12.
About the notice to state about hunting.
Correct.
And we added addressing.
Yes.
Okay, so. Motion, Mr. Duke, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve initial use number 1639, amending number 1 from 5 to 6 units, and number 12 reference the hunting, and another condition was the addition of addressing, mapping addressing.
Questions? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
I'm going to vote no, because again, the 5 units that the planning and zoning recommended was in keeping with the MR district, and thereby not increasing the density in that area, not setting any bad precedent. And it just shows favoritism to the applicant, who was here just a week ago, changed the ordinance referencing scattered sites so he could get additional density, which is county council followed right up 1 week later with getting it on the agenda. I had no input into the placement of this item on the agenda, which we had some kind of policy. I thought that they would defer to the councilman of a certain district to at least consult with it, and there was no consulting. So it's the rules are for you guys and not for everybody, and so we've bent over backwards for an applicant, and it was supposedly not about density, and guess what, guys, it's all about density. He got his density. It's a done deal. So let's move on. Thank you very much.
No.
Despite the sky is falling rhetoric, this application is quite simple. The applicant has designed it around 6 units per acre. It's not excessive by any means to think that we've got to cut it by 1 unit to somehow pacify this notion that it's going to destroy the environment and the infrastructure down there. It's just playing games. I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes. Also, I agree with the amended conditions as stated in the record.
Mr. Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
I likewise had nothing to do with this being put on the agenda. I don't think it's a councilman's position to put it on the agenda. That's done by administrator and staff when they deem it necessary. However, I don't think that one more unit is going to be earth-shattering down there when the density is...
Robin put it on?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think when the density is 4.57, and there's others that are 12, 15, a lot more there. And we heard last week that that sewer district has taken 2,200 EDUs out of circulation. Of state parks and so forth. So with all that, my vote is yes.
My vote is yes is also with the reason stated by the other councilman. Next item, Mr. Lang.
Yes.
Condition
use 1691.
That was handed to me.
The application of Purdue Farms Agri-Recycle LLC.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an amendment to conditions of approval of conditional use number 1314 for a micronutrient plant with related truck entrance and rail spur for the processing and handling of poultry litter to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 228.88 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13A and being north of Road 485. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 22nd and deferred action for further consideration. On July 6th of 2006, the Commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1691 for Purdue Farms Agri-Recycle LLC to allow an amendment to the conditions of approval for prior conditional use number 1314 for a micronutrient plant for the processing and handling of poultry litter based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this is an existing conditional use that was approved by County Council in 1999. This application will not materially change the use that is permitted upon the property. Two, the applicant is requesting reasonable changes to the existing conditional use permit to meet its needs for the recycling of poultry manure and marketing of the pelletized micronutrients. Three, the use is proven to be a benefit for the family farm and agriculture industry in Sussex County. It is also proven to be a good way to eliminate a potential source of excess nitrates and phosphates from Sussex County soils. Four, the applicant has requested the deletion of the fourth condition of its conditional use to allow the movement and drop off and pick up of rail cars within the site at any time. I agree with this request and recommend that the fourth condition be deleted. by the applicant has requested that the seventh condition be deleted to allow truck travel to the site at any time. I agree that this is reasonable and recommend that the fourth condition be deleted. By allowing truck travel to the site at any time, the plant can be operated more efficiently and fuel costs will be reduced. Six, the applicant has requested an amendment to the ninth condition to allow outside storage in watertight containers. I believe this is reasonable and the material will be stored in a neat and orderly fashion if it is inside watertight containers. This will also allow the plant to operate more efficiently. I recommend that condition number 9 be modified to state that all activities involving raw litter shall be inside of the building. The loading, unloading, and processing of raw material / litter shall be within the negative air section of the building. Storage of finished product, both pellets and granulated, may be stored outside in watertight containers. The loading of the finished product onto transport vehicles shall be under roof. 7, the applicant has requested the 18th condition be amended to allow Sunday operations on an emergency basis. I believe this is a reasonable request. I also believe that there is confusion as to what the word operate means. I recommend that condition number 18 should be amended to state that the facility shall not be operated to convert poultry waste into micronutrient on Sundays unless an emergency basis exists. The applicant shall notify the Office of Planning and Zoning if it believes that a sufficient emergency exists to require Sunday operation and shall provide the Office of Planning and Zoning with a basis for the request. The Office of Planning and Zoning may, in appropriate circumstances, authorize Sunday operation after finding that a valid emergency exists. 8, I believe that the applicant has operated the facility very well during the past 5 years. Even with these recommended amendments to the existing conditional use, I believe that the noise, odor, or other effects of the operations are no different than other agricultural uses that exist all over Sussex County. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Lawrence, with respect to last week's hearing.
Mr. Duke's had a visit, right?
Yeah, he did. I went by there myself. The applicant was pleased with everything except the emergency status of Sunday operations. The applicant would prefer not to have the restriction of having to declare an emergency to operate on Sunday. Is that the only thing that differed from planning and zoning's recommendation and what the applicant was requesting of us?
I think that was the only issue with the applicant as far as the commission's recommendations. And I don't think he was negative towards them at first until he had the opportunity to think about it once he saw the motion. He actually got an emergency status earlier this year because of the fire.
Yeah. There were some issues that were brought up that I thought were important to consider with respect to the timing of the season and maybe the need to operate on Sundays. I personally don't have a problem with giving them that flexibility. They are governed by, I believe, a permit with Denrec on how much they can produce in any given week.
Right, and that's where the commission recommendations came from, really, because they're operating under a Denrec approval. And then Denrec oversees them on any emergency situation or any call or any daily activity. They just pop in and review the site.
But we
and they operate on complaints.
Right, but we have to address the land use activity, not so much what DNRAC addresses something else. So they're two different things that they're addressing.
Right. They are.
Is there any possibility, if we looked at those stipulations there, is there a definition for what an emergency is?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Cole, I think.
You got one?
Yeah, I got a call, yeah. I think last week we heard the applicant say that due to the high volume of electricity, the co-op had been calling different businesses and asking them to cut back at whatever they could and to run at night. And he said if this happens, which they did a few times last week, they could shut down in the daytime to help loosen the load some for the electric companies, and they could run at night or they could run on weekends. And that was what they would determine a emergency situation, you know, if they had to run other
That's
hours.
An example of one. I'm just wondering, yeah. I would think that we would need a clear definition of what falls into the categories of emergency. Now, some people may not think, Dale, that that's an emergency situation because everybody's affected with it. You know, it's just not unique to that one business. It's a number of businesses. And on the trucks and stuff, they wanted to let the trucks, right now the trucks don't come in at night. No loading goes on at night and stuff, right?
That's right.
I know that when we had down near the 84 lumber issue where trucks back up and unload or different things at different, you know, all hours, and there's all that beeping going on. Is that a situation that could possibly occur at this site?
With the distance from the closest residence or even the closest roadway, you're talking about quarter to a half mile minimum to get to the site that where the buildings are from the public roads.
How about the closest the actual residence to?
The closest residence is still
quarter mile.
So in your opinion, the backing and truck
should not be a factor.
I would think so.
I asked Mr. Ebron and Mr. Hudson to meet me last Wednesday night, as the council knows. And we met out there at 9 o'clock. And Mr. Ebron, you had to stand on his step and look across the field to the plant. And there was one amber light that the building is shaped on an L. And he has lights down the side here, but there's one light here on the L portion that was shining straight down. And if you want to see the light, you can see it. And so he said, well, you can see which light it is. And so what they were going to do was take this light and move it over to the side and shine it straight down, just like all the other lights on the side, and then he could not see anything at all. To me, it was not objectionable, but if you're complaining about something, you can find it objectionable. So they said they would move that immediately. And then I asked Mr. Ebron, what else were you concerned about? And he was talking about the buffer, and it did not come up last week in the hearing. The applicant failed to bring it up. But I think when they were approved for a buffer that had fast-growing trees on it. But when they went back to Denerec, I think I'm right, Department of Agriculture, they would not let them put Leland Cypress or anything else. They said they wanted to plant a tree that was native to Delaware. That was so they planted loblolly pines, which are not as hardy, and some of those have died out. So I asked Mr. Hudson, I said, if we get permission from Denerec, which he said John uses, who he dealt with, would you plant more trees there? And he said, definitely, we would like to. So I called Mr. Hughes on Wednesday morning at 8:30 on his way to Dover and caught him on his cell phone and told him what we had. He said, Dale, I'll give you my permission right now over the phone to go ahead and do it. Instruct them they can plant anything they want there additional to that buffer. And he said, while I've got you on the phone, he said, I also want to tell you that Department of Natural Resources endorses completely the entire application that what they're asking for. He said it's a great thing for the environment. They've done a great job with it in 5 years, and he said, we totally endorse it. And he said, I will say that publicly or whatever I need to do. But he said, yes, they can plant trees there. And Mr. Hudson said he was going to get that light moved, and he was going to order the Leland Cypress trees immediately to plant there so that it would completely buffer in a growth period of time of Mr. Ebron from seeing that, even seeing the building, hopefully.
Well, see, what happened in addition to that, it didn't come out last week also, was that the Department of Agriculture or Denrec said that the berm, which was originally to be higher, the trees wouldn't survive. So they recommended it be lower, a foot or so. It wasn't a large amount, but a lower amount so that the trees would be able to reach to the natural source.
Yeah, they can put a dirt berm there.
It's real minor. It's very small. Rather than be a couple feet tall, it's only a foot and a half or so. But it created an area for some runoff also. But they still lost trees.
Yeah.
But that was a recommendation of the Department of Ag and Denrec, I believe. And Denrec and Ag agreed that they would prefer native species as far as the type of tree that were planted. And again, they reduced the size of the berm.
So I called Mr. Hudson, told him that John Hughes had given permission to do that. I called Mr. Ebron, left a message on his recorder that I'd spoken to John Hughes, I'd spoken to Mr. Hudson, and
Told him if he had any other questions or problems for him to call me, and I have not heard from him.
All right, gentlemen, you've heard it. Any other questions, Mr. Lang? Comments?
I don't think we resolved the issue of the emergency. That was item number 7 of the recommended condition.
Mr. Grimm, Jim, is there possible some wording? Since there is no definition of emergency, is there some kind of safeguard maybe we could put in there to put some teeth into what is an emergency? Dale made gave an example of the power company curtailing some electrical uses. Is that an emergency, or is that something, you know? In other words, how can we determine what is a true emergency or not? Just to give the people, because this is an agricultural residential area, and the residential people have rights as well as the agricultural uses. So we have to balance this out. So if Sunday is one day that they could get some rest out there, how do we determine that some emergency doesn't get granted and it goes on indefinitely?
Before you go there, I mean, just the question of whether or not we have to require them to declare an emergency. I personally don't see where their operation is that offensive to begin with. I've been by there in operation, and I just don't see where operating on Sunday is a problem. I'm from an agricultural area, and there's a lot of Sundays where farmers have no choice but to clean out their chicken houses. And you know, we don't want to create a situation where, you know, we're interfering with normal agricultural activities.
Do they clean it out every Sunday or just one Sunday?
When you combine all the chicken houses being cleaned out on the shore, I'd say there's one being cleaned out just about every Sunday.
Not in your neighborhood. I know that. I understand.
One thing I did forget to mention, when we left the plant, I picked up Mr. Hudson and the plant manager, and I said, I guess you're not running tonight. He said, yes. He said, we've turned everything on. Everything we've got, it never being any louder than what it is right now. He said, we don't have any material in there. We're just running machines empty. So we got over there at Mr. Ebron's, and I told him that they were running the plant empty, but the machines, everything's running full tilt. It would never be any louder than what it was. And he said, well, he listened. He said, wind's not blowing just right tonight. You could hear a slight humming noise staying in his yard. I'm sure in the house you could not hear it. When we got in the van to go back to the plant, you could not hear it at all. So it's not a loud noise like I hear from irrigation that's next to my house. You don't hear it out in the yard. So I'm not sure that we need to define what emergency is. I would not want to do anything other than if we have to notify the Planning Zoning Commission if it's an emergency situation, but other than that, I don't think it's objectionable at all. And we, out of probably 500 or 1,000 names that signed on to it, the first application, now we're down to one person complaining or in opposition. So, I think that they've done everything that they can do to be good neighbors.
So we can figure out where the council is. Can I make a motion that we eliminate any reference to hours or days of operation in the application?
Wouldn't you just approve the recommendations from planning and zoning as they have them here?
I think they reference having to declare an emergency on Sunday.
Well, Dale, he's trying to say go 7 days a week, and you're trying to say that the emergency, not to define it, but leave it the way it is. Is that?
I don't really think they want to run 7 days a week. I don't think they have to.
No, I don't
think they ever even made a request to run 7 days a week.
No.
No, they never even challenged that. So I don't know. We're adding in something, which I think is what gets you in trouble.
Getting back to Mr. Coles.
I believe during the public hearing there was a reference that
having the
ability to operate on Sundays without any strings attached was something that they would appreciate, something that they wouldn't use that often, but something that they would like to have.
I think they would like to have no strings attached on anything, yes.
And I think considering the importance of this application into the agricultural community, no strings attached on days or hours of operations is appropriate.
How important?
I got a motion on the floor. If it dies for lack of a second, well, then that's that.
We'll
second for the motion.
On Sunday or not?
I'm trying to figure out if I want a second or not based on
reading number seven again. I mean, number seven just says that they would call planning zoning. Is that correct, Mr. Griffin?
Yes, and planning and zoning would determine whether the situation that prompted the request serves as a reasonable basis for emergency operation on Sunday.
And that would be the planning zoning director, correct?
Yes, you're that's right. What it says.
Right.
I think Mr. Dukes was talking about was strictly allowing it to stay there, but that they would have to call in and say that they are going to operate on Sunday, not getting permission. That I think that's was the difference between what you're saying, Vance, and what Dale's saying. It would be that they would actually still have to notify Lawrence or the office to say, we are going to operate on this Sunday, and that's kind of like a happy meeting.
Mr. Jones, tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Jones, but Sunday wasn't the issue. It was they wanted to move the trucks on these other the days that they were open. They wanted to be able to use the rail lines and the trucks in there at nighttime hours,
correct,
which they aren't allowed to do presently.
No,
that was the main gist of their change.
That was part of it.
And Sunday, because they fired up at right after midnight to get ready for Monday morning. But
Sunday was the issue.
It wasn't a big issue. I think,
motion that we have second.
Okay.
Going once. Twice. No.
I don't have any problem with them having to call into planning zoning, and I hope it would not take them more than just one phone call to say we're running Sunday because.
Well, if I may.
Yes, you may.
18 originally stated no operating hours will be permitted on Sunday, period.
Right.
Seven words.
Right.
The amendment that was requested by Purdue AgriRecycle LLC was that to amend number 18 to read, and I quote, operate Sunday hours only on an emergency basis. Purdue AgriRecycle LLC agrees to notify planning and zoning when it is necessary to operate on Sunday.
That was their request.
That was as part of the original application, but during the public hearing, it was stated that, you know, after giving it further thought, lifting that restriction completely would be ideal for them. And
yes, it would be.
It would be ideal from an agricultural perspective, too.
If that were the case, then you would say delete number 18.
What other industry do we limit that they can't?
I mean, we don't ask DuPont to call in if they're going to operate on Sunday. We don't ask the poultry plants to call in if they're going to operate on Sunday.
Mr. Stickles, many of these industries operate in a zoning category, which the use was permitted. This is a use that is not permitted. It had to get a special zoning category to be able to do this, a conditional use application. And we're put conditions to make it fit.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor.
You go back, we always sitting here talking about, I think the Constitution says you can't permit agriculture activities anywhere.
You can't permit or can't limit?
You cannot prohibit. Agriculture activities anywhere.
This isn't, okay, this is a...
We have a motion.
This is not agriculture activity.
We have a motion to drop number 18. Do we have a second?
Second. It's called an agribusiness.
Second by Mr. Deuce. Number seven. Now you're voting on dropping the motion. Mr. Cole, go ahead and vote your no.
No, I'll stick with planning and zoning, even though there's still a weak
99
emergency. I think with planning and zoning tried to balance it all out.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
I'm going to have to say that I guess I got to vote no, because I think it should be that they should notify the planning and zoning office as they requested.
Mr. Phillips, Mr. Dukes?
I'm going to vote yes. Just see what you're going to do.
God.
Let me clarify
I'd
that.
I'd love to see this one go to court.
Let me clarify that. I'm only kidding. I think that it's an agriculture issue, and I'm not sure that we can prohibit agricultural issues at any time. So my vote would be yes.
Mine's pure and simple. As Mr. Stickles alluded to, I don't think that agriculture can be prohibited anywhere or can be prohibited in times. My vote would be yes to allow them to do it. I think it'd be ludicrous to have them call in because it's something we can't police, and if they couldn't get a hold of him, and you're going to say yes anyway, more likely that they'd operate on an emergency basis. The question would have been, what is an emergency? So my vote is motion passed.
Somebody get a definition of what is agriculture?
I think it would be nice if Purdue notifies the office, because Mr. Lank's going to get calls, so he would be aware that they're doing it, it would be helpful, so when he gets the calls, he knows it. But
I will.
Already voted.
I know they've already voted.
It's a courtesy thing, but I think it's right. Then if Mr. Lang gets a call, he said, well, they called and told me.
Right. Okay. All right, next item.
We got to have, you want to either read the title?
Read the title, yeah, go ahead.
Of what?
Yeah, we didn't vote on it yet.
We voted on one item.
Grant a conditional use of land, AR1 Agricultural Residential District, for an amendment to conditions of approval of conditional use 1314 for a micro nutrient plant with related truck entrance and rail spur for the processing and handling of poultry litter to be located in certain parts of the land lying and being in Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 228.88 acres.
And the motion passed by planning and zoning deletes number 4, number 7.
Well, we would just approve planning and zoning's.
But I'm saying from the original application.
No, you'd have to delete number 7.
Well, if you accept planning and zoning's reasons here, it spells that out, that 4, 7, and 9 are deleted. And then we amended 8. We amended.
Right.
18, you deleted
18 of the first application.
Which would be number 7.
Number
condition,
7.
Condition,
right.
Seven, which would have to be eliminated.
Well, number 9 was actually was revised.
Was amended, yes.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve CU 1691. The reasons stated by planning zoning and their findings, which they spell out, and we amended number 7 of their reasons to take out the Sunday.
So basically deleted that.
Deleted number 7 of theirs, yes.
Now the one question, maybe for Lawrence or Mr. Griffin, with number 9 being amended,
yes, I did.
Second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips. To refer the motion for, what's the name of it here? Conditional use number 1691, Purdue Farmers Agri Recycle LLC, with the conditions. And Mr. Lang, you want to state them one more time? That'd be. Mr. Lang, you want to state them one more time?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Basically, I had to read everything I reported to you. In general, we deleted number 4 condition, delete number 7 condition of the original. You amend number 9 to read all activities involving raw sewer shall be inside the building. The loading, unloading, and processing of raw material litter shall be within the negative air section of the building. Storage of finished product, both pellets and granulated, may be stored outside in watertight containers. The loading of finished product onto transport vehicles shall be under roof. Number 18 was deleted. And the rest of the findings are the same.
Okay. Gentlemen, you've heard the for the director. We have a motion and a second. Question? Mr. Cole.
Well, I support the plan. I think it's a good idea. It's just that we've got it. We lose perspective. As soon as you guys all start talking about it, it just gets bogged down because it's called an agribusiness. It's a processing plant. And if it was a agri use, it wouldn't have needed any kind of special permit. He could have done the activity. But because it's a processing plant, it needed a CU, a special permit, so it could operate in an agricultural residential area. I think that the planning and zoning had put a good job of trying to get it all balanced out. The applicant primarily, in my opinion, wanted to get the trucks and the rail uses at all hours and in the middle of the night so they could get the product in and out. That was their primary concern. We've now just, again, weakened it and took out a couple things and just given the applicant more than he's even requested. So there's a lot of agricultural lands around there. There's people that own that land, and there may be family members at some time may want to locate on that road and had plans to locate their homes and different things. So we need to balance out the agricultural residential uses that are in an area, and this is a processing plant. Under the right conditions, it would have been, it could have probably, operated and be compatible with some residential uses. But as we get more and more liberal, it scares me that we lose control, and we've just basically let it go 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. So it is, I think, changed dramatically from the original application of what the Purdue Farms wanted to do. But the use is fine, except just the conditions now.
Yes or no, what do you think?
It's a no. I'm going to just vote no. Just because you guys are just go all over the place on every issue, it gets frustrating sometimes trying to follow it.
Mr. Cole votes no for agricultural and farming. Mr. Duke, or Mr. Phillips.
This is an agricultural processing plant, and there's no other agricultural processing plant in Sussex County that is restricted in hours of operation or the days of the week, whether it be the finished poultry processing, whether it be the feed mills. Agricultural processing takes place 7 days a week in this county. That's why we have a strong agricultural economy. The applicant made clear in the public hearing last week that they wanted to have the flexibility to operate 7 days a week as other agricultural processing plants do. There are processing plants in residential districts. Downtown Selbyville has one of the largest poultry processing facilities. So there's really no reason why this application should not be approved. So I will vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also with the conditions as amended by council and recommended by planning and zoning.
Mr. Dukes?
With the reasons given, and I think I've stated my them many times before, my vote is yes.
This county was started with agriculture, and I'll do everything to keep it alive. My vote is yes.
Mr. Rogers, you are the man.
Next is introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a water park and miniature golf course be located in a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.352 acres. At CU 1697 by Dance LLC.
Yeah. Gentlemen?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 14,999 square feet. At CU 1698, Jeffrey and Terry Portman.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for a go-kart track to be located in a certain parcel lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.24 acres at CU 1699, Harry H. Isaacs III.
Right next to Reynolds Pond.
Questions? Gentlemen, next additional business, Mr. Kramer report.
Kramer report.
Please be brief. We have a luncheon.
Kramer.
We missed the luncheon.
Did
you swallow a mouse?
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You're pathetic. You are actually pathetic. Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't want high density.
3,500.
That's one thing.
For the record, who are you talking to?
Who are you talking about, me?
I'm looking at him, ain't I?
but
microphone can't hear that.
Right. Well, I don't care.
We want to know who you're talking about.
No, it's like, yes, sir, I'm looking at him. So it doesn't, I'm not going to use any name. But I'm going to tell you what, you don't want high density. Then you want to kick the farmer in a turkey. And that's, of course, like I said before, the farmers ain't got enough brains to get out of wet weather, and you're helping them along. Hmm. But there again, he's right about one thing. You ain't got no say on what the farmer does. Come out there and try to tell me I can't grow them beans. And can't, I'll tell you what, you better have an army coming out there telling me I can't do something when it comes to agriculture.
Mr. Kramer, an agricultural processing plant
that
doesn't...
That is still agriculture.
Then they didn't,
any way you
then they didn't need to make an application.
No, they didn't.
Ask the
in
attorney.
In fact, they could have started ask, this thing and told you guys to
no,
buzz off a long
ask,
time ago.
Would you ask our attorney
together.
To ask your our attorney to clarify
get
that?
Together.
You're dead wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
in the
you
paper
are.
Board.
Hey, didn't you swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Delaware?
Yes.
I.
But
you,
no,
are.
You didn't because you can't read it. You ain't never read it.
Dan.
If you'd read it, you'd learn all about it, and then you would realize how dadgum dumb you are.
Dan.
Thank you.
You're wrong.
Bruce,
once again, you're right.
You're wrong.
Once again, you're right.
I know I'm right.
Nope, I know you're wrong.
Any additional business before council? Any additional business? Glad to see you here, Ms. Sammons.
We adjourn.
How can you be so
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn at 11:40. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Vote at the same time.
Dan, you're dead wrong.
Robin, turn it off, please.
I just love you. Won't be long.